Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. You are watching Healer Within. Sister Shivani is with us. Let's welcome her.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, sister. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
In the last episode, we were speaking about founders of religion, deities, devi-devtas. But what happened? We started praying to the prophets and deities who were representing or God-sent. Mm. I don't know. I don't have the right word for it.
To understand how it all happened, there's another important aspect that we need to understand, and that's the cycle of time.
Cycle of time.
Like many of us have this question, you know, whenever you introspect or you're just reflecting or a little confused about how things are, we say, who am I? Where have I come from? What is the purpose of my life? And where do I have to go from here? And these are four questions that come to our mind on and off. Who am I? Where have I come from? What is the purpose of my life?
And where do I go?
Where do I go from here? So when we get the answers of these questions, then living the knowledge becomes very easy. Like we saw earlier, who am I? We got the answer. Not the body, not the role, not the position. I am a soul. Now we need an answer to where have I come from? What is the purpose of my life? And where do I have to go? So in terms of where have I come from, when God reveals this complete knowledge of who am I, who is He, the third aspect that He reveals to us is time. Time is also governed by laws. Like one aspect of time is that time is always cyclic. If you see the whole day, we see cycles of time in every aspect, whether it's a cycle of 24 hours, whether it's a cycle of 365 days, it's going in cycles. So morning, afternoon, evening, night. After that again, morning, afternoon, evening, night. Now we use a clock and we've divided it into 24 hours.
Even seasons, no?
Seasons, yes, absolutely.
Winter and then...
spring, summer, autumn, winter. Spring, summer, autumn, winter. Now today we have given it hours, time, dates, calendars, months. But even if there's nothing of this, just nature will show it to us. Nature will show this is morning, noon, evening, night, and after night, it's again morning. So a small cycle, then a little bigger cycle. Spring, summer, autumn, winter, after that spring again. Now there's a cycle which is a little bigger than this. And which is the cycle of this complete world drama. Where did we begin from? Where did we reach today? This cycle of 24 hours or 365 days, I, the soul, am able to see it in one lifetime. You know, here I am in one costume. I can see morning to night. I can see spring to winter. So it's very easy to believe. Yes, cycle. And always four stages in the cycle. But then what about a bigger cycle, which I, the soul, do not see in one lifetime? It's a bigger cycle. It's the cycle which I, the soul, cover, four stages. Like I, the soul, cover morning to night, spring to winter. Similarly, I, the soul, cover a bigger cycle. But that cycle is not in one lifetime, and so we don't have the memory of it. God comes and gives us the complete knowledge of that. The first thing that God shares with us is where we come from. You know, whenever we are upset or depressed, or we not happy with the way life is going, we say, now I want to go back. In Hindi, the word is mukti, or some will say moksha, and in English they say liberation, which means I want liberation from this cycle of birth and death. And what do I want to do after liberation? So it'll go somewhere, the mind will go up there somewhere. I want to go home. Somewhere the soul has the remembrance, because everything that we've experienced, had we not experienced it, we will not remember it. Anything that we desire or we remember is because sometime, somewhere, we have experienced it. So because the soul has experienced that home, the soul world, it knows how it was, And now because it's tired or in pain, it says, I want to go back home again.
So many times in college days or youth, people want to go abroad, out of the country, away, and make money, whatever, a career. And after some time they say, now I feel like going back home. Because they have that memory of childhood.
Very true. So whenever we feel disconnected and we want to come, you know, we want to experience that comfort, that protection, that love again, we say, I want to go back home. Like you said, when you're out of your country, you feel like going home. Even if you leave your home for 10 days and go to another city, for 2, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, you say, yeah, very nice. And you know, you like it. It's very interesting.
Even for a picnic for a day.
Yes. By the end of the evening, yes. And it's also because it will happen at a time when you know it's time to go home. You know, if you are out
That's
for 10 days.
Point, huh?
Yeah. If you're out for 10 days, on the second day, you'll not say, I want to go home. You won't feel like going home. Because you know. This is also preparation. You know I'm out for 10 days.
Cycle here also.
You cycle here. But by the 7th day, 8th day, when it's time to about to go home, we will start saying, now I'm tired. Or now I'm bored. Now I want to go home. Now today, many souls are saying, we want mukti. We want liberation. Now when they say liberation or mukti, what they are asking for is that we don't want to come in the cycle of birth and death. We just want to go home and just be there. Now we need to understand is, let's say we are in a 5-story building, okay? And there's a parent up there and a little child. And the child looks down from the flat on the 5th floor and sees a lot of children playing down and very interesting toys and everything. He says, I want to go down and play. So the parent says, don't go down. You know, you'll fall, you'll hurt, there's cheating, you'll get troubled. Child says, no, I want to go down and play. So the parent prepares the child, sends the child down to play. The child has a great time playing, enjoys, loves, has a lot of fun. After about 2, 3, 4 hours, having played for that long, there's cheating, manipulation, falls down, injury, pain. So after about 4 hours, the child just looks up and calls out to the mother or the father and say, now take me home. So the parent comes down, picks up the child, takes the child home, cleans, washes, nice bath, dinner, puts him to sleep. Next day morning, what will happen to the child? Will he agree to remain at home and not go down to play?
No. He'll go again.
He'll go again. Now, again the child will say, I want to go down. And the parent will say, remember what all happened yesterday? Say, yeah, but still, I want to go down to play. This is the sanskar of a soul, to come into action. The sanskar of the soul is karma. You cannot sit still like this. We are able to experience our qualities only when we express them. So it's normal, it's nature, it's human nature that we want to come into action.
But the soul has a quality of peace and love and knowledge,
yes,
and power.
Yes, but the soul
but
will...
But not of restlessness.
No, but the soul will experience the quality of peace and love when it expresses it.
Okay, so
if it's just like this, yeah, if it's just like this, you know, hanging somewhere, suspended, not... See, when will I experience peace and love and happiness? When I use a costume, express those qualities, have an exchange of energy. So we even need relationships. We need, many of us feel we want to run away from this world of relationships. We just want to go and be alone.
Whenever we go to a restaurant, there's a word called menu. You just see what you want.
Right.
And you ask for it.
Absolutely.
You order it.
Absolutely.
And why can't we reach that situation that I see my menu, yeah. I have peace, I'm love, right. I'm powerful, I'm knowledge.
True.
And just click that button or just select that.
Very true. Now, suppose you go to a restaurant and there's a menu. There's going to be a very nice fresh green salad with sprouts. That's also on the menu. There's fresh juice. That's also on the menu. This is the healthy food section. But also on the menu is alcohol and very fatty, oily, sweet food. Which food do you land up ordering? Both are on the menu.
They're called junk food.
Junk food.
Yeah.
Now here also both are on the menu for you. Choose anything. Choose whichever you want.
But when you fall sick and the doctors say you'll die if you eat this,
yes.
Then?
So then, when we fall sick now, when we are in pain, the doctor says don't get angry. Don't get stressed. Relax. Be happy. Take life easy. Don't think too much. But by then, it has become too much of a habit. Like suppose the doctor says don't eat sugar, don't smoke, don't drink, but if for someone who's become very, very strongly addicted to it, they are not able to give it up even after the doctor tells them. We see people who are in hospital, and in hospital they will ask for it and consume it because they're so addicted to it that even 5 days without it is not going to work for them. So when addiction is very strong, even if I have knowledge that this is not good for me, I'm going to land up using it. So I am addicted to my anger today. I'm even addicted to hurt today. Even feeling low, people are addicted to it. They will go into that cycle of feeling low. Now?
I like that statement you made just now. Getting addicted to feeling low.
Yes.
A lot of people love to have that kind of a depression.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
It gives them a feeling of me, poor me,
victim. Even feeling inferior. These have all become habits.
I'm a small person. Yes. I'm a useless person.
Now, everyone around them will say, nothing has happened.
You all are successful guys. I'm a failure.
Now, all these are our addictions. Feeling rejected. Somebody will just say a word and they will feel rejected. Everybody around will say, nothing happened. Why are you feeling? Say, no. He said this to me. I know this is what he meant. This is... Say, no, no, that is not what they meant. No, no, no. Because he's waiting for... that secretion.
Figure.
The minute we create that emotion, there's a secretion of hormones in the body. Our body has also got addicted, not only the mind. When I get angry, there's adrenaline secreted. My body's got used to it. I can survive for very long without
it. So we can find alternate ways of adrenaline.
We will go through a withdrawal symptom. Even when we withdraw from any of these emotions, there will be a phase where you will feel like getting angry. You will suppress the anger inside and there's something which tells you, shout it out. Say it. And there are a lot of people who also teach us, don't keep it inside, shout it out.
Vent.
Yeah, vent it out. Because if you keep it inside, you suppress it, it damages you. Makes a lot of sense. If I suppress my emotion, it damages because I have just kept it there. But if I bring it out, then what happens? Every time I bring it out, I'm getting into the habit of creating it again and again and again.
Like a pressure cooker.
Yeah. So will then the sanskar not get deepened? So is venting out the solution?
Not manufacturing it is the solution.
Not manufacturing it. Now, if I'm habituated to venting it out, I will not be able to reach a stage of not manufacturing it from day one. You know, it's not going to happen. That every day I'm used to venting out my anger and today I decide that, okay, I will remain peaceful. It will not happen that from day one I'll stop creating it internally. But how am I going to withdraw from my addiction? At least I will stop venting it out. Even if I don't like something, even if I feel like saying it now, I want to shout it out and get it done, I will say no, this is not the way. So I am gradually changing my sanskar. Sanskar will also not change like this, no, in one day. So this psychology that don't suppress, vent it out, and if you vent it out, it will finish, is not true. If you vent it out, it will not finish. It will only deepen. And every time you vent it out, it's also damaging yourself and, of course, damaging other people. So let us start on this stage where at least not vent it out. Stop. You want to say it? Keep quiet. Keep quiet.
From outside in.
Yes, never
begin
mind.
Begin from the outside.
No, it is, I have created it, but I will not throw it out because every time I throw it out, thought created, feeling, gets stronger only after it comes out into action. Like we saw earlier, I am a peaceful soul, will not become a sanskar till it comes out into action. So if I'm getting angry and I do not bring it out into action, I have made the sanskar weaker.
Sister, what happens with this kind of belief that there's a person who says that have a punching bag at home and put the name of that person you want to vent out and go on beating and thrashing the punching bag?
Yeah. Well, that's, every time you punch that, every time you shout it out, even if you shout out at the wall, you know, some people, they're not able to say it to the people.
The feelings, the thoughts reach, you know.
Thoughts and feelings reach, that is 100%. But every time you bring it out also, you know, throw it out, you're making the sanskar stronger.
Oh.
You're getting into the habit that this is the way of finishing
it. It's like saying that let me come finish this cigarette packet by smoking.
Yes.
Not by throwing it away.
Absolutely.
So let me finish it, let me use it.
So what will happen to your...
Let me complete this bottle.
So what will happen to your habit of consuming it? It will only become stronger. So even if I stop myself and say, yes, I'm angry with this person. You know, many times, just experience it. You're really angry with somebody. If you say it out, it will only become stronger. And then the other person will also say something. And then I will say something. So then today I say, okay, I'm really angry with them, but I'm not going to say anything today. Automatically, it will mellow down and you will finish it. Next time again, I'm angry with somebody, but I'm not going to say it. Gradually, you're weakening your sanskar of anger and then simultaneously using your sanskar of peace. If I using a sanskar of peace and also using the sanskar of anger, this one will not get strong. I have to make this strong, but I also have to weaken this
one.
It's
like a muscle. Whichever muscle you use, it becomes stronger.
Absolutely.
Like that.
And the one which you do not use?
You lose it.
It will become weaker. So we have to consciously stop using the other sanskar. Consciously, I'll have to do it. Otherwise, it will only get stronger day by day. So we cannot say vent it out, throw it out, shout it out at them. No, you're strengthening your sanskar. How will it ever finish? So this is something which we will need to understand, that it becomes an addiction. This emotion will become an addiction not only for the mind, but also for the body. And after some time, if you're not finding anybody to get angry with, if you have nothing to worry about today, what we would do is just press the rewind button, dig out something from the past and get angry. And then I've got my...
Adrenaline.
Yeah, I've got my dose. That's how deep the sanskar is and how that deep the addiction is. So when it reaches to that level of addiction, even if someone tells us, and we know it, this is damaging for me, to withdraw requires power.
But the world says he's a weak guy, he ran away. He did not answer, he did not
to
fight
react,
back.
To react... is very easy. You say something to me, shout back, it's so easy, I don't have to do anything. I can just shout, I can shout louder than anybody else. What does it require? But if someone says something or does something and I keep quiet, withdraw from the situation, and then internally also change my thoughts and bring it back to thinking nice about the other person.
And if I keep quiet just because I can't do anything,
that
the other party is
too
powerful.
That is not strength. That is because I didn't have another choice. But even that shows me my capacity. That when I want or when I don't have a choice, I keep quiet. Which means I have the power to keep quiet. Let's look at people in the hospitality industry. The customer care industry. Okay? Air hostesses. Restaurants. Hotels. Customer care of our mobile operators, everybody. How rude people are with them. They can say anything to them. They can misbehave with them at times. They can slam the door on them. They can bang the phone down on them. What does the person on the other side say?
Sir.
Sir. Thank you so much. I'll call you back in the evening. Smile doesn't go away. What has happened? Preparation. Preparation that irrespective of what the other person does, my personality will not shift. I have to remain stable. Even in their case, it's external. Internally, they will feel bad maybe. But externally also, they are able to do it because they know if I react, my job's gone. I'll lose my job. So just for the sake of the job, the soul is able to prepare himself. And people really go to...
So you can say it's a part of my job.
So it's a part of my job. So for your job, you're able to do it. Now, the minute they come home, if their husband or wife says one word, they'll shout at them. The whole day, people have said horrible things to them.
And then the mother or the father tells the children he had or she had a bad day.
No. It's just that during the day, they were conscious and they chose to keep quiet. Here they feel it's okay. This is all. It's like here I'm allowed to smoke. This is no smoking zone. So I'm not going to smoke in the no smoking zone. I'm not going to smoke where there's a fire alarm and I'll get caught. But where I'm allowed, I'm smoking. So where I'm allowed to get angry, I'm getting angry. Where I cannot, I smile. Even if people are rude. So now if I know that this is harmful for me, can't I say no anger zone for myself with everybody? It's all about where all you're going to tell yourself, no anger here. You won't get angry with somebody who's very senior to you. Even if you don't like what they're doing, we'll say, yes sir, no problem. All that we can do is even if we're very, very angry, we'll just withdraw. We'll just keep quiet. But what about people who are junior to us? Shout at them. Because we are allowed to shout at them. They're not going to say anything back. So we give ourselves permission. Like you said, menu. Menu is there. We give ourselves permission. Here this is allowed. Here this is not allowed. Now don't look at other people. Who's senior to me, who's junior to me. Ask yourself, what is good for me? What is allowed for me? So now even if I'm in a place where smoking is allowed, drinking is allowed, eating everything wrong is allowed, but if I understand it's not good for me, I don't consume it. Even if I'm sitting where everybody is having it, my health doesn't allow me to drink anymore. Even if 10 people around me are drinking, I will not drink.
Even in a smoking zone, I will not smoke.
Simple.
I'd rather go away because I don't want to be a passive smoker.
So now, my health doesn't allow me to create pain. My health doesn't allow me to get angry. So even if everybody around me is getting angry, even if it seems to be the right thing to do because work will get done, my health doesn't allow. This is something we need to now go on and on reminding ourselves, my health doesn't allow me this anymore. Because then we are in pain. Sanskar is getting stronger. So tell yourself, my health doesn't allow me with children also. Not even with my wife. Not even with my juniors. My health doesn't allow me.
Not even with myself.
Not even with myself, yeah. When we are very critical with ourselves or angry with ourselves, that's when it gets created. And it's all coming out. So put it to yourself. My health doesn't allow me to do this. So all these problems of physical addiction, whether it's substance abuse or emotional abuse, emotional addiction, we are facing these problems today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why life seems to be very difficult. And there doesn't seem to be a solution. And the most important is there doesn't seem to be a solution. How will I ever be able to come out of this pain? How will I ever face all these situations? And then we say, I don't want to live. It's better that I get salvation or liberation, mukti. And once I leave, I don't want to come back here. Because this world is not a very interesting. What's the point? Born, live this life of pain, then again die, then again born, again so much pain. What is the purpose of all this? I don't want to come in this cycle all over again. Now God comes and tells us, when this game began, you had great fun. This is what you're seeing now is at the end of the game. End of any game, if you go to play golf, when you go in the morning, you're fresh, energetic. By the evening,
you're tired.
You're tired. If you don't remember your morning freshness, if you don't remember how beautiful the game was the whole day, and if you see only the
evening,
the latter part, where you're tired, you're sweating, you're absolutely fatigued.
People are waiting for you.
Yeah, there were probably some unpleasant arguments on the course during the day or in the end. You say, this is no use doing all this. Again, get dirty. Say, I don't want to play again. But because you remember, initial whole game was a lot of fun. It was great. end I got tired. That's okay. I'm coming to play again tomorrow. So God comes and tells us what you're seeing now. And because we don't know the entire cycle from the morning to night, we are only seeing pain and corruption and fatigue and conflict and tiredness. And we say, I don't want to play this game. And say, take me home. Take me home. So God now comes and gives this knowledge. Yes, now is the time when you have got tired and in pain. And it's also time to go home. It is. But go home, freshen up, clean, rejuvenate, re-energize and come back to play the game. Because the beginning of the game is a lot of fun. Is a lot of fun. So that home that we're all looking for is the soul world. Now in the soul world, the soul is just like this, suspended, like a star, how we see the stars. So you can see the soul world is beyond this universe, and God gives us the knowledge now that it's like another sky, but it's golden red light. And there resides all the souls and also the Supreme Soul. That's another reason why we remember the home, because we're not only missing the home, we're also missing the parent, because the parent comforts me, the parent heals me, the parent re-energizes me. And so because we are missing the parent and the home, we keep saying, I want to go back home.
Wonderful, sister. Let's have a short meditation and continue this in the next episode.
Let's sit back. Let me look at myself. As I see myself today, I've experienced pain and hurt, and I'm really tired. I, the soul, want to go back home. And I'm calling out to my parent now that I've played enough. I'm tired and there's a lot of cheating going on. I don't want to play anymore. I want to go back home. With the power of my mind, let me feel my home. Beyond the stars and the moon, beyond the universe, golden red light, complete silence. Purity. The soul world, my home, the home where my parent lives. This is where I'm comfortable. As I come back today into the field of action, let me retain that comfort, that calmness, that stability, even as I continue playing my role on this stage, with the awareness that I, the soul, coming from home, am originally calm, serene, and beautiful. Om Shanti.
Time is always cyclic. Cycle of one day, one year, and the world cycle. All souls come into this world from the soul world. Liberation means we want to return to our home, the soul world. The nature of the soul is to come into action. Souls return to the soul world, but then again come into this world, into action. Each soul experiences temporary liberation, that is, mukti, not permanent liberation, that is, moksha.
Om Shanti.